Preface. COVID and the Heritage Lines. When I was finishing this book in late 2019, I should have noticed that the title of the last chapter, Some Possible Futures, had a rather blasé ring about it. Readers will not find in that chapter any reference to a global pandemic, and in fact this book is entirely COVID-free, apart from this note. Steam Trains Today was going to be published in March 2020, just when COVID hit. We decided to postpone publication for a year because we wanted the Heritage Railways to be open when the book came out. Some sentences might read a bit oddly in light of the pandemic, especially those touching on the crowded commuter trains of the national network. As for the Heritage Lines, a handful of the scenarios I describe have been overtaken by events. The Somerset and Dorset Railway Trust no longer has its museum at Washford, for instance, which is a shame. But for most of the year since the completion of this book, the lines have simply been engaged in a grim battle for survival. They were, like much of society, devastated by the pandemic, and many of the retirement age volunteers who keep the lines going, Generation Steam, as they are known, will have sadly fallen victim to it. In using that word devastated, I'm quoting Steve Oates, chief executive of the Heritage Railway Association, but Steve quickly added that, as of February 2021, the lines have all survived. I'm not aware of any that have closed. They were able to survive by furloughing paid staff, by generous public donations, by government money from the Culture Recovery Fund and the Heritage Emergency Fund, amongst others, and by their own resourcefulness. In 2020, Steve Oates himself had a holiday on the Talych Lyn Railway in Wales, which, like many of the lines, opened in summer between lockdowns. In the interests of being COVID secure, the Talych Lyn provided packed lunches to take on the trains, in the civilised tradition of the luncheon hampers available during steam days. It was just different and nice, says Steve. Of that fleeting, flickering summer, he recalls, the lines that opened did all right, and some of them had their best September ever. There was a real hunger for them. At the time of writing, there seems a reasonable prospect that the lines will be open for at least some of the summer of 2021, and the hunger could be even stronger, given that we might not be allowed to go abroad, and given that they permit just the kind of sociability and escapism we have long been denied. It could be a good summer, says Steve Oates. It could be brilliant. I do hope so. And I would like to dedicate this book to all members, past and present, of Generation Steam. Andrew Martin, February 2021. Introduction. Mother's Day at Loughborough. The Swap Meet. A rainy and dark Sunday morning in Leicestershire. I am standing on the edge of what appears to be a field of ash and looking at a red brick railway station, Quorn and Woodhouse by name. The station is not on the national network. You will not find it when booking on train line. It is a preserved station on a preserved line called the Great Central Railway, which is not to be confused with the old Great Central Railway, 1897 to 1923, 9 miles of whose 200-mile route the preserved Great Central has preserved. I will call these two the OGC and the PGC. The OGC was closed between 1966 and 1969 on the recommendation of Dr. Beeching, the BR chairman and railway axeman who is going to be the villain of our piece. The PGC began operations in 1974, having bought its stretch of line from BR for £75,000. We are already entering a historical thicket, as one tends to do on Britain's 120 or so preserved railways, but a notice fixed to a fence between the ashfield and the station provides some guidance.